There was a set routine which everyone had to do. The laughable thing was the first 6 months was working at a small station to learn accounts work and how small stations work. Well, I'd been a relief clerk all the time, and in fact the station I was sent to, I'd actually been acting as station master. But anyway, one had to do it. And consequently, this sort of thing went on, but I found busied myself, I suppose, and the station master thought it was a good idea if he could leave me to it. Then off I go to into district office, of which I have to spend 3 months as a controller, which I'd only just come away from that job.
That would be a different control office.
A different control office, yes. I went to Derby, which it was much the same traffic that was going on, but anyway, it was there. I'm glad about that because I didn't have to lodge or anything. Some of the training was extremely useful, and I did enjoy the motive power. I think I said earlier I'd been a sort of frustrated engineer as a kid, and the motive power superintendent was a real wise man, George Miller. Loved him. He said, you've been this and you've been that. He said, this programme you're supposed to be doing 2 months in the office doing this and so. He said, that's going to be a waste of time, isn't it? I said, well, yeah. He said, I don't want you sitting down wasting your money. We're wasting the firm's money miling out driver's journals and things like that. Shall we cut that out? I said, yes, please. And he said, well, how would you like to spend a little bit more time in the workshop with the fitters and more time on the footplate? I said, yes, please. Oh, he gives me one of his boss fitters and said, right, you work as the fitter's mate. Well, that was blooming hard work. There was one big examination had to be done on one of the express locomotives that belonged to Bushbury. This was at Bescot. And I slugged away at this. We took it all down, examined every piece, he remachined parts of it, and so it went on, everything went. Then he said, right, he said, you can put it back together. I said, me? He said, yes. He said, I'll give you a lift with anything that's heavy. He must have been watching very carefully all the time, because we did it, we put it together, and he said, all right then, that'll do. Well, I go back into the office, I'm looking at the casualty reports for this locomotive every morning in terror. It stayed together, fortunately. But that was great stuff, and then I spent more time on the footplate, and I think he briefed the drivers very carefully, because he gave me about 3 days with the firing instructor. He said, all right, now you go and do this job and that job, up to Bushbury or up to Bejoin at... In Birmingham. And the driver said, oh yeah, well all right, you can fire. And he'd say to his mate, his fireman, you go sit on the cushions, this fella can do it. So I'm doing the firing, and it's marvellous. God, I'm black as days of spades, but I got thinner, and yet I put weight on. Oh, it was a lovely time there at the Bescot. Mm-hmm. The only thing about it, I had to lodge. Mm-hmm. But we had a great time there.